The RCCA want to see your pics. The Association of Neighborhood Houses of BC has given them a grant to make calendars. Now they need 12 photographs that showcase Roberts Creek in all its glory. What do you get? Photo credit and your own calendar. There is also something to be said about joining in on a community project. So, let them see what you have. Photos must be submitted by August 15th. Chosen photographers will be notified, so email your highest resolution pics showing why you love living here to boottails@robertscreekcommunity.ca today. The library is having its big annual book sale fundraiser, Sun. August 22nd, during Creek Days. Please donate gently used books to sell so they may raise money for the library to purchase new books. The Circle of Life. Library's hours are Tuesday to Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Books can be dropped off during those hours. Kids Zone Kelsey needs some things for Creek Days. Have you any paint, new or leftovers, pillows, cushions, embroidery thread, funky fabric, fillable Easter eggs? Message quelsey@gmail.com. After contacting our MLA's office, I was directed to contact, take a deep breath here, Ministry of Forests, Lands, Natural Resource Operations and Rural Development. They, in turn, gave me a link to a webpage called Foreshore and Aquatic Crown Land Ownership in British Columbia. I read it. My take on the situation is, we, the public, have the privilege, not the right, different thing, to enjoy the beach, and it can be revoked only through license granted to private owners by the provincial government for such things as docks. Access to the beach through private land is not cool, but once we are on the beach, it is in the provincial public domain, from the edge of regular land to the low tide line, where it gets into federal hands. Our privilege comes from the province, not waterfront owners, and no private landowner can tell you to leave or move if you are doing nothing wrong. And the roadside above our beach access is moody up to the other side of the ditch, so stop blocking it with branches, not your land, okay? That said, peaceful enjoyment of their property is their right, and making a ton of noise or bringing portable speakers anywhere but your backyard is a bit of an unwelcome move. Please don't force your tastes on me, I only like two kinds of music. Country and Western. Only a few more slow Sundays left. August 15th has blues duo Dale Stavroff and Al Burns at noon, followed by Celtic, Jazz of Double Treble, Bud and Heidi Kurz and Friends. And winding up the afternoon is blues gospel superstars Georgia Fats Band, Joel Fafard, Boyd Norman and Barry Taylor. Always free, bring a chair. That's it for this week, kellybacks@rocketmail.com.